Hi, this is Cowboy Bill Watts. Be sure that you take full advantage of InYourHeadOnline.com. Fabulous site for wrestling, wrestling memories, what's going on today, what's probably going to happen tomorrow. Tune it in and tell them Cowboy Bill Watts sent you.
All right, everybody, and we are back.
Okay, and we're back, and we're joined by Sweet Stan Lane. Welcome to In Your Head.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks. And everybody can see him at the Capital Legends Fan Fest, August 11th through the 13th. At the DoubleTree Hotel, Rockville, Maryland. And for more information, visit CapitalLegends.com. There's 13 guys announced already for the Fan Fest. And Greg Price told me that this is going to be the first time that all three members of the Midnight Express, along with Jim Cornette, are going to be together at once at a Fan Fest.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's always a fun time, especially when you've got Jimmy Cornette there, because, you know, as you guys probably know from talking to him or from just seeing him on TV doing interviews, he's a nonstop fun fest. And then when you add myself and beautiful Bobby and lover boy Dennis Conner to the mix, I think it should be a fun weekend for everybody involved.
Yeah. You've been to the other fan fest, like last year, NWA Legends Fan Fest?
I've been to a couple of them, yeah. Always have a great time. It's always fun seeing the fans. You know, I mean, it's been a long time since we were doing this. You know, you know, back in the '80s, and it's fun to see them and finally have a chance to actually meet them. I mean, we'd see them, you know, in the audience and stuff. A lot of them were very very serious, you know, hardcore fans, and you know, they bring signs and stuff, and maybe we'd sign an autograph for them, you know, just briefly. But at these fan festivals, you can actually talk to them, spend time with them, you know, go over some stories and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot more intimate.
Yeah. Was it weird at first talking to, like, the fans, you know, without, like, kayfabe, I guess?
No, not at all. I mean, most of them were probably smart anyway, you know.
Yeah.
And then, or if they would allow themselves to be, you know, sometimes it's more fun to actually believe, you know. And back in the 70s and stuff, in the 80s, I guess a lot of people still did kind of believe it, but there was also a lot of people who were smart, or, you know, thought they were smart, so mm-hmm. They're not. That didn't bother me at all.
Okay. We got a caller here. Who is this?
Hey, it's the phenomenal one, Casino Man.
Hey, you got a question? You're on line with Stan Lane.
I don't really have a question. I've got more of a request. I want to take Stan back to Championship Wrestling from Florida for a moment. And I'd like Stan to mouth what I'm going to say and rhythmically point his finger in the air, all right? So the line is, every girl crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Yeah, that was ZZ Top song. Steve Kern and I did an interview. I'm sorry, did do an interview. Did an actual music video mm-hmm. to that. And we did a lot of music videos back in all the videos are actually done in the Tennessee area for Jerry Jarrett, but Steve Kerr and I took our tag team to Florida and had a great time. That was a tremendous territory, you know, back in the day. We would either fly on the private planes to the shots or drive to them, and you know, beautiful weather down there, great fans, and every girl's crazy about a sharp dressed man.
Yeah. You still catch those videos once in a while?
I've got most of them on tape.
Yeah.
I realize tape is like a bygone thing. You know, everybody's going to the DVDs.
And
I should probably have them all switched over, but I've got most of them on tape. And occasionally I'll slip one in the VCR and watch it just to bring back some fond memories.
Any chance of a Fabulous Ones reunion in any of these shows?
You know, Steve and I were actually booked to wrestle in Memphis last year, and as you guys probably know, he is an agent for the WWE now, so
mm-hmm, right.
he has a very tight schedule. So he couldn't make it. I made it, and teamed up with a gentleman who helped get us started, a legend from the '60s, Jackie Fargo. He was there, yeah. And we. Worked against Jerry Lawler and Jimmy Hart, but Steve couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
We have a question from the message board here. Ash Matthews, he wants to know what it was like being trained by Ric Flair.
Well, that was indeed an honor, and as far as I know, to this day, I was the only wrestler who he ever actually personally trained, and He actually trained me in his backyard in Charlotte, North Carolina. I met him in Myrtle Beach. I was a bouncer at one of the top rated nightclubs down there called Mother Fletcher's, and he and I just hit it off. We exchanged phone numbers, and he wound up, I guess it was about a six week training session. I would drive down from Greensboro. When I left Myrtle Beach, I moved back to my hometown of Greensboro, which is about 90 miles from Charlotte, and I would drive down there two to three times a week and get stretched, and we ran wind sprints, and then we lifted weights, and we did some amateur wrestling in his backyard and in the dirt and stuff. And he had Jeff Porch come over and stretch me a little bit, and Jeff's son Gary come over. Big John Studd came by one day to intimidate the hell out of me, but it was a fun experience for me.
Why didn't you wrestle with the Stan Flair name longer?
You know, I'm not really sure. That started out, that was my, I think in my first couple of territories, and, you know, Flair gave me his blessing to be called Stan Flair, you know, even though we never really discussed the fact that I was going to be his, you know, whatever, his brother, his cousin, or whatever, but it just didn't last long, and I felt that as far as, you know, longevity, my career, I'd be better to go with my own persona.
Yeah. Was there any animosity between you and Dennis Condrey when you took over for him in the Midnight Express?
No, I was actually very, very happy. it was a great break for me. You know, I hadn't, you know, I didn't know what had happened to him or what his you know deal was, because I was actually down in Florida at that time wrestling with Steve Kern and J.J. Dillon, who was working both territories. Told me that the Carolina's booker at that time, Dusty Rhodes, wanted to talk to me, so I called him up, and I was invited up to Charlotte, flew up there, was picked up at the airport by Bobby, went down there and talked to Dusty, was offered you know Dennis's spot because he had apparently gone AWOL, and you know I certainly jumped at the opportunity, and within 2 weeks I'd moved from Tampa to Charlotte.
Do you have any good Jim Cornette stories?
I've got several of them. I've told the same ones over and over. I don't want to bore the fans. He's he's a funny guy. He's definitely afraid of insects and stuff. He has a short fuse. It's a nasty temper, and I used to scare him on airplanes too. Matter of fact, he's so frightened of flying that he's actually stopped flying. He will drive across country now to you know to a show rather than fly.
Yeah.
We were in Orlando, Florida, 2 weeks ago. Did a pay per view match. I say pay per view, but it wasn't shown live. It was shot to be shown later. But
yeah, the Legends show.
Yeah. He actually drove down there from Louisville, Kentucky, rather than flying. I think it's about a 2 or 3 day trip for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to scare him on the airplane. But he'd fall asleep on the airplanes a lot. You know, after if it was a bumpy flight, he'd be like you know wide awake and scared. You know, hanging onto his seat and stuff. But if it was a fairly smooth flight, he would doze off and he'd actually dozed off his, you know, one time he had his arms folded, he had his seat back tray table down, and he had, I think, like a People magazine on there, and his head was like, you know, bowed over, and he was asleep, but it actually looked like he was reading. He was like intently, you know, gazing down at this People magazine. So I saw that, so I grabbed the Hustler magazine from my bag and. I definitely slid the People magazine out. I slid the Hustler centerfold in there, so it looked like he was just staring at this, you know, lady's genitalia about 6 inches away. And this went on for probably about 15 minutes, and finally a flight attendant went, sir, please take that magazine. Oh, my God! And he jumped, and it was funny. We all laughed.
I think that's what Barbie does during our show.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Have you ever those centerfolds.
Have you ever seen America's Most Wanted wrestle? New tag team in TNA.
You know, I think they were on a show that we did. So I would say yes. I think I have.
I just wondered what you thought of their version of the Vegematic.
I haven't seen that, but it's...
Well, they call it the Last Ride.
Oh, is that right? Okay, yeah. Well...
Death Sentence.
Know. Death Sentence.
Imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, so I, I guess if they're copying this, then it's a compliment.
Yeah. You have another question from the message board?
Let's see here. Finley Effect, he wants to know what you think of Fit Finley. You know who he
who?
Is. Fit Finley.
I don't believe I've ever met Fit Finley. I've seen him on TV sporadically, mm-hmm. but I never met him.
Why didn't he stay with the Heavenly Bodies longer?
Because the trips there in Smoky Mountain Wrestling were just brutal. I mean, of course, it's called Smoky Mountain Wrestling for a very very good reason. You're in that very very mountainous area of Eastern Tennessee, West Virginia, and parts of Kentucky. And in about 9 months' time, I'd already gone through two sets of breaks going up and down those mountains. And we were, of course, the heels, and Cornette was trying to get the territory going. So he'd piled a lot of heat on us. And these hardcore fans up in towns like Hazard, Kentucky, and Harlan, Kentucky, and stuff—they were on the verge of knifing us. I mean, every night. And I was actually living in Charlotte, so I was having to drive up there on the weekends, and then travel around, and then drive back. So it was hard on me that and the fact that after 15 years, I was kind of getting burned out, and just said, you know what? It's time to move on. So I left, and I was my spot was filled, and I think filled well by Jimmy Del Rio.
Yeah. We got another caller here. Who is this?
This would be Katie Speck.
All right. You got a question for Stan Lane?
Thank you. I don't know.
I think she's cutting up. Anybody hear
her? Nah, she's cutting up.
Right. Sorry, Katie. I think she's probably going to ask you something about the Road Warriors.
The Road Warriors. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, we've wrestled them many times. Hawk and Animal, tremendous tag team. They were one of the stiffer teams around at that time. They always liked Bobby and I. So, I mean, they weren't deliberately ever intentionally attempting to hurt us, but they were just so big and so strong and so jacked up that they were stiff. But great guys, and we drew some big money with Hawk and Animal, and we certainly miss Hawk today.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you'd want to tell people why they should come to the Capitol Fan Fest? How is it different than just going to like a regular wrestling show?
Oh, these fan fest. I mean, a wrestling show is fun as far as watching guys perform, but these fan festivals, I mean, you can actually meet, greet, and spend time with us. I mean, we will they have question and answer sessions, they have photo ops, they have autograph signings. They don't just rush you right through the line too. You can stop and talk for a little while and stuff, and then we hang out in the hotels and the convention centers as well. So it's really a lot more on a personal level than just going to a wrestling match and just seeing the guys perform from a distance. You're up there close and personal, and it's fun for the fans seeing us, but it's also fun for us seeing the fans and hearing how these guys grew up seeing us and stuff, and they'll bring up memories and stuff. It's
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, is it fun seeing some of the guys that you haven't seen for a long time too?
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's like a reunion for us too. The first one I did, a lot of guys there I hadn't seen in like 15 or 20 years, and I recognized almost all of them. A couple of them I didn't, but a lot of guys are broken up now, limping a little bit from all the bumps, hunched over some. They got canes, a few of them. So, it's always good to go see them because you never know from one year, to the next if they'll even be around because, we're all getting older. And we led led a tough life. You know, a lot of miles on the highway, a lot of slams, a lot of suplexes, a lot of bumps. So, you know, it might be a last chance to see some of your childhood favorites.
Well, Stan's got a dinner date because he's sweet Stan Lane, so we have to let him go. We really appreciate you coming on here.
Had a great time, guys. Anytime, and looking forward to seeing you guys there too. And always look forward to listening to In Your Head Wrestling Radio.
Just keep you on the line here 1 second.